Hi guys, welcome back to the Shannon Show podcast. As today's episode is going to be a review of Take Me Out Season 11 Episode 2. For those of you watching on YouTube, please subscribe if you haven't yet, and thank you to everyone who has already. So without further ado, let's get into the review. So it's a new week and I'm already kind of noticing that Lulu is getting a lot of screen time. How do we feel about her? I feel like the first episode I found her a bit funny, but I think the second week, I don't know, I feel like the ditzy kind of trope gets boring really fast. How do we feel about Lulu, guys? So anyway, our first bachelor of the episode is Nathan. We've got another black guy on the show 2 weeks in a row. Okay, take me out. Me, based off of looks, I probably would turn my light off. Again, it's the arms. It's just arms. I need somebody who doesn't skip leg day and bodies in proportion. So I personally would have turned my light off. But on first impressions, would you have kept your light on for Nathan? Let me know. So obviously we learn more about him. Obviously he's a pageant person. And again, I would have been glad that I kind of left my light off. Pageant people, bodybuilders. No, it's just not my forte. And then also, the whole rapping segment, I don't know if that was serious or not. I hope it really wasn't serious. I hope it was just like a novelty thing because, you know, the rap was not very good. But somehow he managed to have lights on after that. And it was between Chelsea and Chloe. I personally thought he was going to pick, Chelsea and Chloe, obviously Chelsea had a really big personality, like she really goes for it, but in terms of looks, I would have thought maybe he would have gone for Chloe. But I don't know, obviously I haven't watched Take Me Out in a while, but I guess you could never really predict on this show. But in terms of first impressions, I kind of thought that he was gonna go with Chloe instead of Chelsea. Was there anyone else that thought he was gonna go with Chloe instead of Chelsea? Obviously we know he went with Chelsea. And then we find out who his love at first light was. And it was actually Lulu. Lulu again, which is a bit awkward. Obviously, Lulu looks completely different to Chelsea. But, you know, I think they'll have fun together. Chelsea seems like she has, you know, a really fun personality. And I think they'll probably get on well together in Fernando. But then after that, obviously, we see Bobby and James go out on a date. I've already said my piece on Bobby on the last episode, Despacito, and it's just Despacito part two for the date, really. On the date, you could just see that James really didn't want to be there with Bobby, and he could just smell the desperation. Obviously, I feel like on the date, he was kind of just feeling it out. Like, I always knew he probably didn't like her. He was probably just saying, you know, could I get, like, you know, could I get a one night stand off of her? And I feel like he was testing that theory when he asked her for a kiss. And I was really surprised when he asked her for a kiss and then Bobby just kind of gave him a peck. I kind of thought she would be a bit more, you know, a bit more forward than that. You know, after reeking of all this desperation, I would have thought she would have went in for a proper kiss. I think maybe because the cameras were on, she kept it cute. It was just like a peck. But I feel like after that peck, James was like, you know what? I can't even, like, even if I take her, you know, to that back to my hotel for a quick one night stand, is the panani even going to be good? I think he was just like, you know what? This isn't even going to be a good time if I was to take her back to the hotel room. So let me just lock it off now. So obviously, I haven't watched the season for a while, but this new likey no likey thing is savage, absolutely savage. Like, obviously, so they're both on screen and she's there like kissing him, kissing his shoulder. She's already said that they're gonna have quote unquote beautiful babies. Interesting, I wonder why. She already said they were gonna have, she's already imagining their mixed race babies together. And she's there kissing his shoulder and saying, you know, likey for me. And then he kisses her and he's like, no likey. And then he kind of just like walks off and she's just there by herself. And you know, she puts on a brave face, but I know she's probably thinking, I am so embarrassed right now. Like, so embarrassed right now. Like, I've made myself look like I've made myself look so desperate on TV. And then on top of that, he didn't even want me in the first place. But I feel like we all knew it. I feel like she deep down knew it as well, but thought maybe she'd be able to, like, redeem herself on the date. But yeah, it was just really, really awkward. And yeah, I just hope that perhaps I just hope that moving forward, Bobby has a lot more dignity and a lot more self-worth in her search for love. But yeah, what did we think of that whole date with Bobby and James? So the next eligible bachelor was Luke. I personally wouldn't travel all the way to Liverpool. But if I was in the show, I probably would have kept my eye on because he's cute. Based on first impressions, would you or would you not have left the light on for Luke? So anyway, second round, we learn more about him. Second round, I probably would have turned my light off. Obviously, he says that he's a model, but he doesn't mention any, like, runways and stuff like that of, like, designer brands or anything like that. He doesn't even mention, like, the typical ASOS or something, or, you know, Urban Outfitters or something. And the way that he looks, I wouldn't think of him as, like, a high fashion model. So I'm just kind of thinking he's probably a Depop model. That's probably the type of model that he is, an aspiring model. Depop model, I wouldn't be able to work with that in a relationship. And then on top of that, he's in his boxers. And, you know, the boxers, the bulge is looking a bit small. It's looking a bit modest, really, the boxer bulge. So there's not really much on offer here. So I think I definitely would have turned my light off for the second round. But let me know if you would have kept your light on after the second round for Luke. Obviously, the third round, he says that he doesn't like people who eat pizza with a knife and fork. If I'd stayed for the second round, I probably just would have kept my light on. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Personally, I don't usually eat pizza with a knife and fork. I think I would only eat pizza with a knife and fork if I, like, didn't want to get my makeup dirty or something like that, or if I didn't want to get my hands dirty. But 9 out of 10 times, even at a restaurant, I'll eat pizza with my hands. The only time I ever eat pizza with a knife and fork is if I'm eating Chicago Town pizzas, which is the frozen ones that you put in the oven. Like, sometimes I eat them with baked beans. So then I would eat them with a knife and fork. But yeah, does anyone eat pizza in the regular with a knife and fork? Let me know. No judgment. It personally wouldn't bother me if somebody ate pizza with a knife and fork. But would it bother you if you were to go out with somebody and they were eating pizza with a knife and a fork? Obviously, they're going around and asking the girls, like, why they kept their light on. Miss Georgia said that, you know, the pizza thing wouldn't bother than her as long as it's more than 12 inches. And I was just like, Georgia, you dirty man. So obviously, he's successful as well, and he narrows it down to Shan and Emma, and he asked them to do a catwalk because he's a bit cheeky, because I doubt he's really been on any runways. But anyway, both of the catwalks weren't really that great. Shan, you know, she does a little twerk, you know, trying to get some attention. Okay, Shan, I see you. Out of the two, I kind of thought that he was going to go with Emma, and obviously I was correct. But out of the pair, who did you think he was initially going to go with, Shan or Emma? And then obviously his love at first light was Libby, which I thought was quite interesting. Libby, she's gorgeous, but I would have thought she would have been the first choice for Luke. What did you think about that? Did you think that was an interesting choice for Luke? So the next eligible bachelor was Ryan. I would have turned my light off because he's just not my cup of tea looks-wise. But let me know if you would have kept your light on for him. The next round, if I had kept my light on for the first round, I probably would have stayed on for the second round. Obviously, we get to know more about him. He seems like, you know, quite a fun personality. You know, I love his confidence. He's proud of his dad body. He's loving life. He's, you know, had he's on his weight loss journey. He's got, like, healthy eating habits now. Would somebody who's, like, really healthy and wouldn't want to eat the occasional, like, fast food or whatever, would that be a deal breaker in a relationship? For me personally, if somebody had different eating habits to me, it wouldn't personally bother me as long as, you know, nothing was, like, imposed on me. Like, I wasn't shamed for, you know, a trip to the KFC. Then that would be fine. But would that be a deal breaker for you? Because he said that, you know, he wouldn't have a Sunday roast or he wouldn't cook a Sunday roast. Would that be a deal breaker for you if you wouldn't, if you weren't able to enjoy a Sunday roast with your partner? And then also, male grooming, he like removes most of his hair. So he removes his like stomach hair and his armpit hair. He didn't really allude to anything else, but you know, when you're removing armpit hair, you can kind of assume that he's removing like, you know, genital hair and stuff like that, and probably shaves his bum hole as well, like our good friend Anton from Love Island. Would that be a deal breaker? Because obviously some people say that they like hairy men, some people say that they prefer no hair. Personally, I don't really care. I don't really, it's not a deal breaker for me. But would male grooming or extreme male grooming be a deal breaker for you or not? And then obviously the last round, like I said, if I'd stayed for the first round, I probably would have stayed for the second round. And I probably would have stayed for the third round. A few of the girls turned their lights off because he has a cuddly toy. And I just thought that was just, that's just a bit savage. Like, what's wrong with having a cuddly toy? Like, you know, and the cuddly toy being in the bed sleeping, you know, with us. It's just like, you know, it's just a cuddly toy. Would that be a deal breaker for you if your partner had a cuddly toy and was like adamant that the cuddly toy like slept in the bed together with you? Would that be a turn off or an off for you? Obviously, at the end, there was success for him. He put his two options were Peyton and Olivia, both gorgeous girls with different looks. So, you know, it could really go either way. I personally thought he'd lean more towards Peyton because she's got the pink hair. She seemed more of a kind of fun personality, which kind of matches up with his personality. So that's who I thought he was going to go with initially, and obviously that's who he went with. But his love at first sight was Libby again. So Libby is, you know, well sought out. So obviously Lulu was well sought out last week. So perhaps maybe we're going to see a bit more airtime for Libby. And then obviously the next date that we see on the Isle of Fernando is Jade and Lee. Jade, you know, they're on a boat, they jump to the sea. Jade, she's got a great body. And they look like they suit each other, you know. They both have a similar personality. Laid back, almost like lazy-ish personality. So yeah, I feel like they worked well for each other and I could kind of tell that they were a good suit. So I wasn't surprised that they both wanted to continue the relationship and they both liked each other. And then obviously the next date is Raymond and Maya, which is another successful date. You know, they vibe really well together. They're both really funny. And yeah, I think perhaps it could be maybe a long-term relationship. What are we thinking? Who do you think out of the successful couples would have a long-term relationship? I think Jade and Lee could possibly have a good relationship. I'm not sure though. And potentially Raymond and Maya could probably have a long relationship. But what do you think in terms of longevity of these couples? And then obviously the final guy who came up is Medusis. I even forgot how you pronounce his name. I think it's Medusis. It's Medusis. Okay, yeah. Him, he comes in, you know, he had a really interesting entrance, very, you know, he had a very interesting, fun performance slash entrance. So in terms of his entrance, I probably would have kept my light on because I would have thought, you know, he looks like fun. You know, he's a big guy, big tall guy. He's got muscles, but they're in proportion with the rest of his body. So I would have kept my light on for Modestus. Obviously, in the second round, we learn more about him. After the second round, I probably still would have kept my light on. Obviously, it says that he is like a religious guy. And for me, my personal preference is somebody who isn't religious. But I wouldn't mind dating somebody who is religious if it's a thing where they don't try and impose things upon me. But I feel like eventually things like that come to a head. But it can work, you know, it could work. Personally, I prefer somebody who's atheist, but I feel like as long as they are respectful of my own views and my own ways of life, I wouldn't mind dating somebody who is religious. But let me know if you are an atheist or agnostic, would somebody who is religious be a deal breaker for you? And if you are religious, would somebody who is not religious be a deal breaker for you, or somebody from a different religion to you, would that be a deal breaker for you? Let me know. And then we also learn that he is a fighter, like a cage fighter, which, you know, some people might not be okay with. Personally, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't mind being with somebody who was a cage fighter as long as they were a good one and had a successful cage fighter career. And, you know, they were not practicing on me. Then that's cool with me. But would you be able to date somebody who was a cage fighter? Would that be, you know, because obviously it's a dangerous profession. You know, lots of people have been coming out and they're like, you know, it is a dangerous possession, profession, and a profession that could potentially end in death. So if you really like somebody, if so, would you be willing to take that on if that was your partner's job? Let me know. After that, you know, he showcases his moves. And after that, after the second round, you know, with the second round, he's showcasing his moves. I wouldn't have turned my light off because obviously I know he's a cage fighter now and I've accepted that he's a cage fighter. So again, it's just kind of just like, you know, he was a cage fighter. I'm not really sure why you would turn off your light now after seeing him showcasing that he's a cage fighter, because you already know he's a cage fighter. And then another thing was with the first guy, Nathan, people turned off for him when he said that he liked eating hot food. And again, I just don't know why that would be a turnoff, because it's not like they're saying you have to eat hot spicy food with them. I just don't get that. But anyway, so yeah, he completes the round, he's successful, he's got options after that. And in the end, it's between Shelley and Anna. And in terms of the two girls, you know, Shelley, she's been banging out these one-liners. She seems like a really fun personality. Like, she's somebody who I'd want to be friends with. But in terms of looks-wise, I'd probably lean towards Anna. But again, you never really know on the show. And he ended up picking Shelley. So he obviously found Shelley more attractive. And obviously Shelley, she wants to know who his love at first sight was. And his love at first sight was Callie, who was gorgeous. So that was quite interesting. But I think him and Shelley will have, you know, a good time on the date, because Shelley seems like she has an awesome personality. So on Twitter, people are kind of in agreement that Bobby was a bit full on, and some people are saying that James did her dirty, and I definitely think he did do her dirty. I think he did lead her on a bit. I don't understand why he was like kissing her if he was just gonna fling her out in the dust like that. But what are we thinking, guys? Do you feel like maybe James felt like a bit under pressure, like he had to, like, you know, like he felt a bit forced into, like, you know, being with her and having to kiss her? What are we thinking, guys? And a lot of people are rinsing Jennifer for not knowing where Lithuania is. Someone clearly failed GCSE geography. Yeah, so that's the end of my podcast. Let me know what your thoughts were on this episode. And until next time, guys. Bye.